1 year ago this week, Syrian rebels pushed out the Assad regime, ending nearly 14 years of revolution and brutal civil war. NPR's Emily Fang and Jawad Rizala go back to one of the first cities to rise up against the old regime to see how some of the first revolutionaries there are doing now.
The city of Homs sometimes gets the nickname the cradle of the revolution because some of Syria's first mass demonstrations were here. So the Syrian regime besieged the city, starved out dissidents, and destroyed their homes. But when I visited this fall, it was starting to come to life.
Feels good. There's people selling stuff.
Yet dark memories linger. Like on this road, Cairo Street. Anwar al-Ahmed works for the new Homs city government now. But during the war, he was briefly a rebel fighter, stationed here with a famed commander named Abdelbaset al-Sarut, when this was the front line of an urban guerrilla war against the Assad regime.
Abdelbaset, من شجاعته ومن بطولته من أول شهر بالحصار حاول.
He says to try and break the government siege, they fought their way across the street, but they got trapped.
لمدة 13 يوم.
Anwar and 70 fighters spent 13 days to hand dig a tunnel and escape. Today, he marvels that he can just walk through the entire city without being shot. Another former rebel fighter, Hassam Hamada, is now an officer in the new Syrian army. But despite his privileged position now, he says he used to pray he would die a martyr. He says he dreaded what he sees now, where the most deserving people who gave everything to the revolution are now jobless, Hamada says, without enough money to buy bread. As we leave, Hamada breaks out into song. The song of his fallen comrades, for the tens of thousands of Syrians killed or who are still missing after the war. Heaven is my new home, he sings. Celebrate and be happy with me, and forgive me for leaving you. On the other side of Homs, two young men sit and sing another revolutionary song. They're relatives of the late rebel commander Abdelbaset al-Sarut, who Hamada also fought with and still mourns. They, too, are celebrating the end of war, but they say they still see former regime officials and profiteers walking around unscathed. And they think people are taking justice into their own hands, exacerbating sectarian violence. Here's Ahmed Hussein al-Attiki. NPR's Jawad Rizala translates.
We're a state with law, and people who are criminals must be held to account, regardless of their sect.
And for now, this is how the living find peace. By gathering the families of the dead, each time at a different site of tragedy during the war. Neighbors here say they were targeted by regime-allied militias in late 2012. Abdul-Mateen al-Muhbani writes down the names of 32 family members, all killed, he says, in that massacre.
Abdul Hadi, zojtu awladu, Walid, zojtu bintu.
Al-Muhbani, once a rebel negotiator, now wants to help the new government pursue justice for atrocities. He says he knows the government needs time, but he's not a sheep, he says, not for the Assad regime, nor for the new government now. Later, Al-Muhbani joins friends for dinner. They're a motley crew reuniting, all survivors of the regime siege of Homs. They haven't seen each other since 2014, when they were evacuated from the city. Over big plates of kebab and hummus, a filmmaker and teacher named Wiam Beder Khan talks about how they were forced to eat cats and tree leaves during the regime siege. Everyone is happy tonight, but they're in disbelief that they were the ones who made it, that they're together again. Beder Khan finds her mind always drifting to the past.
Always thinking of these days, how it was.
And as we drive through the chill of the night, explosions go off. But they're not gunshots or bombs. They're fireworks. Someone is getting married.
Are we in a long dream?
A dream, I ask.
Which is the dream, the war or peace?
All this time, this period.
She's not sure what feels more unreal, the war itself or the idea that there can be true peace after such a war. Emily Fang, NPR News, Homs, Syria.